and to get good quality Irish records played on RTE2.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying the record is top line by any means. It's not a Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, it's catchy, it's commercial, it goes very well in the clubs. And as I say, people like yourselves, I mean, I can name the stations one after another, Tony.
Right.
And they have contacted me and said, yes, we like it very much.
Right.
There was one particular guy who said that, you know, if it was played at least twice or three times on national radio, it would be a surefire hit.
Take off, I know.
You know, and I hadn't even met the lad before that.
Yeah, purely as an impartial observer, it certainly is a much better record than one that has been plugged to death at the moment on RT, and one which we'll be playing a little bit later on. That's Big Tom's new one about the four roads leading into Glenamaddy. Well, you know, I mean, in fact...
Well, here again, Tony, you know, I don't like knocking other artists, not at all, because, I mean, Big Tom has been and he has been a mighty successful man. I mean, a lot of people come up at the end of shows and start comparing me with Brenton Grace and stuff like that. I went to see Brenton Grace's show just after Christmas, after the new year, and I was very, very impressed by the lad.
Yeah,
he's a self-made star and he deserves tremendous credit, but... judging the record on its, you know, per se, as it were, on its own grounds, I just think it's very narrow-minded and very, very, very damaging effect on me being a performer in Ireland, you know.
Well, look, the show in Dunamead is going to be starting in about 11 and a half minutes from now. What can the people, the punters, expect there tonight? What sort of songs you'll be singing? Give us a one or two that you
Well, certainly the Town I Love So Well seems to be almost the national anthem here in Dublin since Paddy Reilly recorded it. How long ago now, Tony?
It's about two, 3 years, anyway.
Indeed. And it's still a mighty, mighty popular song. I do a lot of parodies. Of course, the royal family will have to get the little visit from me.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes,
and,
indeed.
And, you know, the odd crack of the old British type thing, like old chaps.
Yeah, I'll say so, boy.
And Paisley, of course, gets a go now and again.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sort of, we like to have a bit of fun. Certainly, you know, if there's a crowd there tonight, and I really hope there is for everybody's point of view, we'll have a party.
Right. One of the things about your new record, The Town I Love So Well, it's not done on the record, but it's something you do live. In fact, you sort of recite the proclamation, right?
Yes, an extract from Porrig Pearce's proclamation. I started doing it when I visited America last March and April, and I found the reaction there was tremendous to it. So I thought, well, maybe the people in Ireland, or Dublin in particular, were a little bit fed up with that type of thing.
Mm.
And I tried it one night, and, oh, Lord, well, I actually got a standing ovation, Tony, quite honestly.
Right.
We were half drunk, but don't let that worry.
you got a staggering ovation.
Yes, thank you. So a lot of people in the record business who have heard me do it, and the long version, as it were, have asked me to re-release it and put it on a single. But there's a Radio 2 wouldn't play that.
Somehow doubt it. Anyway, listen, it'll start at 8 o'clock. Paddy's Dream, no doubt, will be getting the ball rolling. What time will Eamon McGurr be making his appearance?
I would say after 10-ish, quarter past 10, half 10.
Quarter past 10, half 10. Well, I'm sure...
And all the throats are well lubricated.
Oh, indeed, and all the punters, I'm sure, will be heading down there. The people who used to go to Sergeant Pepper's, and indeed many, many others, because I know ballads are very, very popular on this side of the city. What we'll do right now, Eamon, we're going to take a commercial break, okay?
Fine,
and we'll be back after the break with another ballad. We're into ballads tonight. This time it's not Eamon McGurr, it's not the Wolf Tones. In fact, it's the Dubliners. That's after.
Who are they?
I never heard them, but I should just play them anyway.
Alan Cloxton Builders are offering luxury 1 and 2 bedroom departments for sale at Johnstown House, Johnstown Park, off Ballygall Road East in Glasnevin. Each with fully fitted bedrooms and kitchens, brass and marble fireplaces, breakfast bar and large lounge. These prime properties are convenient to shops, schools and churches and have been passed for the new £4,000 grant. There's an underground car park with an electronically controlled entrance and landscape gardens are planned for the rear. The Johnstown House apartments are ideal for single or retired people. There's a show house open for viewing on Wednesday and Saturday between 3 and 5 or by appointment by calling 346-036. Johnstown House Luxury Apartments. Call 346-036. That's 346-036. 036.
Commander Zenon, we've located the red corner shop on the scanner. We're 4.2 light years away.
Excellent. Use the hyperdrive. My wife will chop off my antenna if I don't bring back the best in Earth furniture.
Can we afford it on our Mercury budget, sir?
Of course. By Saturn's rings, these are the lowest prices in the galaxy. Beam in on 89 Lower Dorset Street, the red corner shop.
89 Lower Dorset Street. I just hope the natives are safe.
Don't worry, they're all at the Red Corner Shop sale.
The Red Corner Shop? I hope they'll accept our currency.
Now I'll be the first on Surtees with the best furniture this side of a black hole.
Now on at Kevin Keane's, a once-in-a-lifetime super sale. Three-piece suites from £139 and fantastic bargains in bedroom and kitchen furniture. A deposit secures any article for 3 months, and there's a free delivery service within a 20-mile radius. Remember, the name is Keane and so is the price. At Kevin Keane's, 2 Store Street opposite Bazaaras, Amiens Street side. Telephone 747-488. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday 2 to 6, and late opening 9 p.m. Friday.
Daytime, nighttime, it's time to change your dial time.
Okay, we're going to move down just a little bit. You come with us?
Yes.
My Lord Bishop, Reverend Fathers, Reverend Mothers, Your Excellencies, my Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow peasants. Ah, Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. Well, he had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a heart. Ah, but Tim had a bit of a tibble as a way. With a love of the liquor he was born, and to send the monies away each day, the drop of the crater every morn. Whack for the dow with your dance to your partner, the round the blow with your trotter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and Finnegan's awake. Ah, one morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull, then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Well, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, and they laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet, and a bottle of powder on his head. Whack, pull it down with it, and see a part of the round of floor with a totter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes the back of amber and the punch. Then the widow alone began to cry, such a lovely cough did you ever see. Ah, was it Tim a-mornin', why did you die? Will you howl your grubs as Molly Maggie? Whack, pull it down with a dance to your partner, around the floor with a totter shake. Isn't it the truth, I told you, lots of fun and Finnegan's wake. Ah, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she see you're wrong, I'm sure. Oh, well, Biddy fetched her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Well, civil war did then engage, woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Whack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner, the round the floor with a trotter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and Finnegan's awake. Oh, well, Tim Maloney ducked his head when the bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landed on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Abby Daddy revives and see how he rises, Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the taunted and jaded, do you think I'm dead? Quick, go now, you dance to your partner, around the floor with a totter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
That's the Dubliners, and from their album Finnegan Wakes, and the one called Finnegan's Wake. It's 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Eamon, I'd say now they're getting very nervous down there. Any words of consolation for them all down in Madigan's right now?
You can open the doors, lads. Let the thousands in now. The thousands in. Oh. I believe you're going yourself, Tony, later on.
I will. I'll be down myself later on.
I'm bringing the wife, Carol. I'll sorry, that's somebody else's wife. Sorry, man.
Shush, leave her. You're an awful man.
Donegal, you're loaded. Sorry, Tony. It's a beautiful evening this evening.
Oh, it is a lovely evening here in the town, all right. Janie Mac, I'm going to be run out of it. Listen to me here a minute. I must stop this. In all seriousness, I believe that, in fact, you were in the UK and invited to the Royal Wedding. Tell us a bit about it, yeah.
Yeah, Paisley and I got an invitation, and Paisley couldn't understand it because the invitation went to his wife, Eileen.
Yeah.
And sort of the letter read, you know, "Dear Eileen, please bring the mouth." And it was only afterwards that Paisley realised it was him that was invited. So we went along and got a special in, so I wore my green, white, and red. And sort of in the front room, and after a while, you know, more or less wishing Lady Di Diddly I Di Di and Prince Charlie all the very best. And after a while she said, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And I said, "Oh God, Miss, I'd love a cup." So after a while, she came in and had a cup on her right hand and a mug on the left, Prince Charles, of course, being the mug. And then after a wee while, Princess Anne came in her riding gear. And, you know, I asked her, was she looking forward to the wedding? And she said... And then, of course, Princess Margaret, my famous royalty.
Oh,
person,
your friend, eh?
Was that picked up? Came in and... you know, I asked her, was she going with Lord Snowden or a few other, or Roddy Llewellyn? And, well, as you know, of course, she called us pigs and when she was in America.
But so we got our own back.
I sang her a little verse, actually, you know.
Give us, what verse did
though
you
sing? Though we do our Irish jigs, Princess Margaret calls us pigs. Though she'd have us scrape and bow, how the hell do you bow to a cow? Well, that was censored the last time, Tony.
It was indeed. I cut you off in your prime.
Oh, dear me, dear me. But I hope they have very happy days ahead. God love them, you know. They get it very tough.
They do. It's a hard life at the top, isn't it?
I mean, he's such a clever bloke, you know.
Look, indeed.
Many old levels had he gone?
Two. Three, yeah. That was only two.
Oh, yeah, but he's the brain of Britain.
Oh, the brain. Oh, I don't know.
I'll tell you this. What? The Irish soon shook them the other year when a Northern Ireland fella took the brain of Britain. They couldn't believe it.
And then there was a fella from Kerry won it as well, I think.
Oh,
well.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Brains to burn. He was a genius.
He was. Of course, he was lazy. He married a pregnant woman. But nevertheless, go on, Tony.
We'd better desist from this. We want to hear you sing again, because on your album, in fact, on the B-side of your new single, is a song called what?
Dog Rough Dan,
and you'll be hearing this, no doubt, in the Donegal Inn later on tonight, eh? Oh, you're there. Ah, he's going to sing, that's great.
Twisting the reins, we jumped the drains from Salford to West Ham. Have been a ganger for the years and never stopped a man. I'm sorry, Joe, you'll have to go, I'm starting Dog Rough Dan.
How are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan. For one piece, for my gal, and she'd sign on. But he preferred a council job's work in the sun. And when the sun was sinking low, he'd maybe get a sub. And then he'd take a gang of lads down to a local pub.
How are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan. He turned up Monday morning with a sanky on his head. He brewed himself a mug of tea down in the foreman shed. Says the plasterer, you're drinking from the pot. Said the plasterer, we got a sugary nut.
How are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan. Like a mighty clap of thunder or a dumper skidding wheels, Dan began to shake and jerk and do the Yankee wheels. He punched the plasterer on the nose, and when he came to land, and there he was trying to strike a flower stuck in a heap of sand.
Who are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan. Severely discontented, he gave his pick a wrench. He went and ate his pussy down in his favourite fridge. And up came the plasterer, we tipped her up the double, and filled him dog up and his trench in half a ton of rubble.
Who are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan.
Who are you, Dan?
Dog Rough Dilly Dan.
Eamon McGurran, Dog Rough Dan, and let me remind you, as if you didn't know, that later on this evening, in fact, starting right now, over in Madigan's and Dunamead, downstairs, Eamon McGurran will be in concert, live, etc., in front of a huge audience and all that. Why did they put you downstairs? Would they not have you above ground at all?
There's an answer to that too, Tony. That's where the entertainment occurs, downstairs.
I see, uh-huh. I see. Well, now, I'll tell you, Eamon is a big lad, right? A big lad.
9.5 stone. Plus.
plus. The rest, yeah. Eamon, on a serious note again, though, well, information more than anything else, what have you got lined up for the next few weeks in terms of performances?
Well, there's a mighty continuation of the summer, Tony. It's the travelling. There's not many motorways around Ballina or Kerry. But every Sunday during the summer, I do Dingle in Kerry, right. And then Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday away up to Donegal.
My God, that's a hell of a...
This Sunday should be excellent in Dingle, actually, because there's a great concert with the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur and the Bogey Boys and Spud, a sort of a folk meets rock type of thing, with Muggins here slung in the middle
of it. The referee.
And, yes, I suppose so. And then on October again, it's back to America for 2 months. And quite seriously, Tony, that's the best deal we've sorted out yet. Free travel, free accommodation, and the best financial deal yet.
Right. Is there a lot more money in the United States than there is here in Ireland? I mean, for a performance?
The short answer to that is, for a performance, well, the hours are much longer in the States. Mm. So collectively, the answer, immediate answer to your question, Tony, is a big yes.
Mm.
But I came back from England in December or January of this year, and I really want to have a good hard crack at the Irish scene. I'm loving it, I'm loving every minute of it, and I just don't want to throw that up immediately and go to America,
sure,
because it's more lucrative. I know that America's there, so
right,
it's good to know.
Well, are you encouraged, or indeed maybe are you on the other hand a little bit depressed by what you're coming across on the Irish scene?
Oh, times are hard, Tony, but sure, they're hard all over the world.
Mm.
And Britain, of course, has come through a terrible financial disaster,
yeah,
economic-wise.
Right.
Yes, venues are few and far between, but the reactions at the venue, I'm really
tremendous.
Delighted with the reaction from the Irish people.
Yeah.
It's tremendous being back, Tony. It really is tremendous. Mm-hmm. I said that 6, 7, 8 months ago, and it hasn't changed one bit.
Bit. Indeed. Well, the very best of luck to you, Eamon.
Thank you, I hope things
go well in the States, and indeed I hope things go well here. But more particularly, I hope you have a grand night tonight down at the Dunamead Inn, down at Madigan's, and be along to see you in about 10:15 or so? Yes.
Fine,
and you sing a wee song for me, will you?
I will indeed. Indeed. Don't come too close, you'll be insulted.
Wouldn't be the first time I've been insulted.
My apologies.
Eamon, not by you particularly. Eamon, the very best luck to you tonight, and thanks for coming in, because I'm sure you really must be rushing now to get down there and have a few pints before you go
on. I don't even drink, Tony.
Oh, you don't even? Oh, I see.
Don't judge by the stomach.
Oh, like myself.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eamon, see you later on. Okay,
my pleasure,
and the
Tony,
best of luck to
you. Absolute pleasure, anytime.
Radio. We're back to the music at 8:05. Not that I'm suggesting that what Eamon McGurran was singing wasn't music, but this is chart music from Miss Kate Bush. Joe Dolan and Goodbye Venice, Goodbye. 22.5 minutes to 9:00 now, 22.5 minutes away from Paul Downey. And Paul will be here until 11:30. Today, of course, Paul will be featuring the late, great Jim Reeves, this being very close to, if not exactly bang on, the anniversary of his death 17 years ago. And I think Paul will be featuring Jim Reeves on his programme this evening. Having said that, I hope he does it, because I'd feel an awful twit if he doesn't. Talking about the royal wedding, which we weren't, I see that Princess Anne in today's paper, well, it's reported that she admitted yesterday that she had a hangover from the royal wedding celebrations. The smiling princess, yes, all 4 teeth, told servicemen and their families at Portland Naval Base in Dorset, "Please excuse one if one sounds somewhat different. One is suffering from a very slight hangover from a very enjoyable wedding." But she did go on to say it was a lot less painful than normal, which is more than can be said for her. So there you are, Princess Anne and her royal hangover. Did you notice about the royal wedding? Everything was royal. You know, if a horse went down the street, it was the royal horse for the royal wedding and all that. Gave me a bit of a pain, actually. But anyway, I must say, it wasn't a bad day. Now, admit it. I mean, even people who are against that sort of thing, it was a bit of a display, a bit of show, something that we don't see every now and well, very often anyway. And just as well, says you. Come on, Jim Steinman. That's what I get for criticising and slagging the royal family. Yeah. Me records don't cue properly. It's only sour grapes, because I wasn't invited over. I'm very annoyed about that. No way am I inviting princess and prince to my wedding. See if you get an invite. You can't run away forever, but there's nothing wrong with getting a good head start. You want to shut out the night, you want to shut down the sun, you want to shut away the pieces of a broken heart. Think of how we'd lay down together, we'd be listening to the radio so loud and so strong. Every golden nugget coming like a gift of the gods. Someone must have blessed us when he gave us those songs. I treasure your love, I never want to lose it. You've been through the fires of hell, and I know you got the ashes to prove it. I treasure your love, I want to show you. Album Bad for Good, that's Jim Steinman and Rock and Roll Dreams Come True. Not true, not T-R-U-E, but T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Coming up to 9:15, time for another ad break.
The circus is back in town. Duffy Brothers are pleased to announce the opening of their summer season. Come and see Rex and Fool with Gravity and Defy Death on the High Wire. Marvel at Bonzo, the performing gorilla. See Master Jason and his rodeo. The Francescos from Hungary. Zamba from South Africa, and many, many more. Two shows daily at 4:30 and 8 p.m. Admission from £1 to £2 for adults, with children just 60 pence. We're at Bhutistan until Sunday, the 9th of August. So hurry down and see us today and bring the family. Duffy's Circus, the biggest and best around.
Announcing a genuine closing down sale. After 120 years in the business, Hughes of Cable Street at the Bridge End are having an enormous closing down sale. Yes, everything must clear fast, and that means big, big bargains for you. Wrangler Levi's and Lee Cooper, $9.95. Denim baggies, only $1.99, and shirts going for $2.99. There's much more as well, so come along and see for yourself. It's the closing down sale of the century that you cannot afford to miss. Hughes at the Bridge End of Cable Street, the most genuine closing down sale of a lifetime.
Australia may be upside down, but one thing's real. That's sun up in the bright blue sky. Sunseeker can take you there for these unbelievable prices. Melbourne or Sydney, ex-London for £330 sterling one way or £530 return. Perth only £310 sterling one way or £499 return. Stop over at Bali in exotic Indonesia on your way there or back. Three nights bed and breakfast only £36 sterling. Sunseeker can also take you to Spain, Portugal, Greece, America, in fact anywhere in the world. Sunseeker Travel, your local travel agent at 187 Hoth Road, Killesta, beside the Beachcomber. Phone 339-243. That's 339-243. Happy travelling.
And the Sunseeker competition is going to be extended for another week, so you can still win yourself a £30 travel voucher courtesy of Sunseeker Travel in Kilhester Village beside the Beachcomber by answering the following questions. Number one, what is the telephone number of Sunseeker Travel? The telephone number of Sunseeker. And number two, name any three Australian towns or cities. And if you know the answers, please send them to Sunseeker Competition, ARD Radio, Crofton Airport Hotel, Swords Road in Dublin 9.
These days, buying flowers at Charlie Dickinson Florists has never been so easy. There's such a good selection, you'll hardly be stuck for choice. And if you think you'll be closed when you call, you'd be wrong. Charlie Dickinson Florists are open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week, so now there's no excuse. And when you've bought handfuls of flowers and you're wondering how to get them home, Charlie Dickinson's thought of that too. He'll deliver them to your door. Charlie Dickinson Florists, Hoth Road, Raheny, opposite the church and beside the Green Dolphin Pub. Now, all you have to do is get there.
And if you'd like to win a bouquet of flowers for your granny, well, Charlie Dickinson's giving away two of them each weekend. All you got to do is put your gran's name down on a piece of paper or a postcard and send it to me, Tony King, ARD Weekend Radio, Crofton Airport Hotel, Swords Road in Dublin 9.
The haunting strains of the Ayatollah Kaili Band, whose meteoric rise to fame is rivaled only by that of the Beatles, and whose phenomenal success is largely accounted for by the commitment and enthusiasm of Gubnet Ulunisia of Ballykilferret.
Aye, well, you could say that I started the group all right. Like we had tried a lot of pastimes down here during the winter, like forklift racing and gossip competitions and the like of that. And then we had an idea of a flat cule, but we couldn't get the grant from HQ in Dublin for that. And we'd booked the musicians by that time, like, so we had to run them over it in a hurry, like they'd each out of house and home, and we weren't getting any grant, like, so they were got out in a hurry by the lads, and they were got out so quick, like, that the instruments was left behind them, like, and they were lying below in the local hall, hauling a Shoneeny, like, and the canon was saying that if we didn't get them out of there, like, he was going to put them on the quarry tip. So then we thought we might as well form a group ourselves, like, and play them ourselves, like.
And after this, it was success all the way, of course?
No, we had to tour all over the place, like. Like, we played a few tough spots, you know. We played the Adolf Eichmann Rooms in Kilsnobbery, that's a tough date, like, and then we played the Joan of Arc Grill in Ballykilljoy. That was our breakthrough, like, and now we've opened our own place. We're calling it the St. Vitus Disco.
And what does the future hold in store for you?
Well, we're making a new album in the Richard Nixon Recording Studios down here, and we're booked to play at a turkey symposium soon in Ballygroppel.
Well, it only remains to wish the Ayatollah Kaili Band continued success. And here's a recording of their recent performance at the Turkey Symposium in Ballygroppel.
Okay, quiet down, lads. Shut up or we won't laugh you at all. Right. Two taps on the block and we're away.
We're the finest band around, the greatest sound we're newly founded, and we play the Shah's Lament, the Ayatollah's Return and Shagadine. We leave you nearly crying with the camel driver's apron, and you won't be feeling sad when we play back in your own Baghdad. Woo! That's it, lads. Swing it. Oh, groovy. Oh, lovely. Right again. We're the finest band around, the greatest sound we're newly founded, and we play the Shah's Lament, the Ayatollah's Return and Shagadine. We leave you nearly crying with the camel driver's apron, but you won't be feeling sad when we play back in your own Baghdad. Woo! Okay, lads. Now hold the beat steady. I keep telling you. So they can't dance to it if you go too fast. Come back, mate, you're leading them too fast again, and they're all following. Sean, don't mind them. Hold your own beat. Ah, lads, we'll never get gigs this way. Should have break a leg dancing to this. It's your fault, shut up. Always after using the knee on me. Yes, I'm all fired.
That's the Ayatollah Cady Band. Unmistakable sound of Frank Kelly. This next lot are going to be in Castlebar on Sunday night. Looking forward to hearing them very much indeed. It's the Undertones and their new release, the one called Julie Ocean.
So sad to see you've got silver. She's going to break your dancing heart. Nothing good lasts forever. Sometimes nothing starts. Julie Ocean, always on fire. Julie Ocean, crazy desire. You can't scratch your serious anger or touch your sensitive wood. Watch her fake it.
New one from the Undertones. It's just come into the British charts and it's called Julie Ocean. It's 7 minutes to 9 o'clock. Let me remind you about tomorrow's programme, 9 to 12. We'll have the Golden Hour, the hour of golden oldies between 10 and 11 o'clock. And that's followed after the 11 o'clock news by episode 3 of Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. In the more immediate future, however, 9 o'clock we'll see Paul Downey, the PD Express and all that. And tonight, I think Jim Reeves will be featuring very, very high in the programme. Don't forget Ballads over in the Donoghue Inn from 8 until closing time. Eamon McGurr, the star tonight.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell. And remember, all is not what it seems to be. For there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground. For I've spent my life working this dirty old ground. For a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure maybe there's something you learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a fill on the side. And all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I've set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order in the streets of New York.
You ready for a no last la 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 la? Well, that. That's the Wolf Tones, the streets of New York. It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock, time for us to say goodbye to you. Stand by for Paul Downey. So from me, Tony King, my producer Mike Doyle, and my assistant producer Kieran Sweeney, up again. We'll see you in the morning, 9 to 12. Do join us then.
Stranger in the door is the same as before, so the question answers nowhere. Complicating, circulating, new life, operating, generating, new life
Many thanks indeed to Tony King for the last 2 hours of super music here on the weekend service of AORD. And Tony's, of course, back with you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 o'clock till 12 midday, including his gold and oldie specials. And how about that? Have a nice weekend, Tony, and a safe journey home to you.
AORD. Wonderful weekend. 11:43.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Reeves.
Darling, after loving you, what else is there to do? 'Cause, darling, all the rest will just be second best. I know I'll go through life just be no good to anyone after loving you. Your love can't be replaced with just another pretty face, and heartaches will remain, for they but they won't live up to you. I'll be no good to anyone after loving you.
Well, a very warm Friday evening. Hi to you. I'm Paul Downey. Welcome along to our Touch of Country tonight. 17 years later, Jim Reeves' music lives on. Very, very strong indeed in the hearts of millions throughout the world. Tonight from AORD, we've got members from the Jim Reeves Fan Club just dropping in to say hi and to share their memories of the great man. But in the meantime, between time, it's mostly music. So pull up a chair, sit back, relax, and here we go with Jim and Spanish Violins.
One night in all Monterey, by the silvery Rio Grande, I fell in love as a Spanish violin played my lovely señorita serenade. The violins were singing a love song, and my heart sang the song that they played. We held each other near till both our hearts could hear my lovely señorita serenade. Spanish violin, play your love song again. Our hearts are light and gay every time you play my lovely señorita serenade. Thank you. to say hold her closer and make her lips your own. We shared each other's charms as I held her in my arms. The Spanish violin played on. Spanish violin, play your love song again. Our hearts are light and gay every time you play, while lovely señorita serenade.
Well, the words engraved on the bronze plaque in Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame are as follows. Jim Reeves, August 20th, 1924 to July 31st, 1964. The velvet style of Gentleman Jim Reeves was an international influence.